Okay. So first of all, the breakfast alerting this morning is being sponsored by Ari Hurt, Zecher Nishmas. His father, Shmuel Yeshaya Ben Zev, was the Yahrzeits today. Shem Shem Aliyah. And with that, the whole Mishpach, Shem Zecher, the Shefa, Bracha Vatzlach, Ad V'li Dayim. Mishpach, Bel Kilo, Ol Kla Yisroel, Nishchus. All right, so like I said, I have to keep it to a shorter share. We have to run out after, so you'll be Michael me. So I think what we'll use is this year sort of just to get sort of back into Sefer Yeshua. So we're up to Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Yeshua, which I've been mentioning is sort of a transitional moment in Sefer Yeshua. And you should know, at least the way I'm thinking, the second half of Sefer Yeshua should go much faster than the first half. So it shouldn't be, we should be in Sefer Shoftim very soon. So anyway, so Perek Yud Gimel is when Hashem, where sort of the first half of Sefer Yeshua is the 7 years of conquest, where Yeshua ben Nun conquers a significant portion of Eretz Yisrael. And then in Perek Yud Gimel, it begins 7 years of settlement, of chiluk, of dividing up the land amongst the different shvatim. And then each shevet has the responsibility of having its own army. And that's really sort of, that's sort of the backdrop of Sefer Shoftim, because Sefer Shoftim is all about how each shevet is sort of self-contained. There's no one malchus uniting the whole country. Every shevet is his own inyan, and they have their own armies, their own it's not like each, according to many Rishonim, each shevet has its own Sanhedrin and different things like that. And the whole Sefer Shoftim is really about how throughout the kufa of those hundreds of years of Shoftim, a person from each individual shevet sort of popped up in terms of leadership and uniting everyone, but not really in a malchistic way. Every shevet was by itself, and really that begins right now in Perek Yud Gimel and Sefer Yeshua, where Hashem tells Yeshua ben Nun, you haven't finished the conquest, and going forward, the way it's going to be is that you're going to divide up the shvatim to their appropriate parts of Eretz Yisrael, and then each shevet is going to take the achrayis to take care of its own portion. That's what's going to happen. Now we saw, if you remember, I was before Pesach, we saw that the pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, the Rabbanu Shalom presented this idea of dividing up the Eretz Yisrael into the shvatim already as sort of an Eitz HaTayva. Like Yeshua, the Hashem says to Yeshua that you're old already and it seems like you're having a difficulty conquering the land by yourself. So the mahalach that you should do is divide up the country, each shevet, in its own chalik. And then that will be a way to be matzliach to... that's what we spoke about. If you remember before Pesach, we talked about the inyan that we see from here at Yisoid, that, as the pasuk says, like, divide up Eretz Yisrael, ki'ilu, it's already conquered, and that will help you conquer it. So you have this inyan, that's what we spoke about, this inyan of using one's imagination, of sort of l'chathchila ribber, of going beyond the minia, of imagining the minia is already over, and then that helps to overcome the minia practically. But now we're gonna go a little bit of a different way to show a different angle of this Eitzah that the Rabbanu Shalom gives, that in order to fully conquer Eretz Yisrael, to be mashlim, to complete the conquest, then there's this inyan of every shevet being self-contained. In other words, the initial stage of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael was one that, at the end of the day, the Eretz Yisrael is ultimately... it's ultimately going to be divided amongst the Shvatim. But the way the initial stage of conquest was, is that every Shevet sort of depended on each other. Reuven, to conquer Reuven's Chelek, right? Reuven needs the armies of Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Vehulu, and Yisachar needs Zvulun, and Zvulun needs Don. And all the Shvatim are dependent on each other. But says the Rabbanu Shalom to Yeshua ben Nun, in order to get to the shlemus of Kibush Eretz Yisrael, then there has to be this inyan of each shevet being self-contained, not needing and not being dependent on other ones, of finding everything Reuven needs, l'mashal, to conquer its chelek has to be found within Reuven. Everything Shimon needs to find to conquer its chelek has to be found within Shimon. So the initial stage of conquering Eretz Yisrael was what? Was where for Reuven to have his chelek, he needs Shimon, Levi, Yehud, and so on. in order for Yehuda to have his chelek, he needs all the other shvatim. But now for the shlemus of that conquest, not Reuven has to have everything within, has to find it all within Reuven, Shimon has to find it all within Shimon, v'chulu v'chulu. So that's what we're going to see now, the oimik of that. Why, where is that coming from? What's the oimik of this inyan that in order to fully conquer Eretz Yisrael, it demands this inyan of hafoichba vafoichba dekulaba, of being able to find everything one needs within the self. Now, those that have a good memory and are sensitive, you'll hear in this a little bit of a foreshadowing of what Eretz Yisrael is going to be, where we spoke about this inyan, of how every single chelik of Eretz Yisrael is going to have every single type of topography. We saw that in the Gemara, but we're going to talk about in this particular inyan. But we'll go about it in a little bit of a different way. There's it's not the most pleasant of topics. Mestam is not the most pleasant of topics, but it's like everything else in Torah. There's no such thing as a mitzvah in Torah which is kulay unpleasant. There's obviously, you know, levels of unpleasantness sometimes, but bepnimius, everything of Torah is ar, and everything in Torah is about moving to a higher madrig and always moving weiter. So we're going to pick an example of something which is a sugya that initially is unpleasant, but we'll see how it's, it has to be pleasant. It has to be, the pnimius of it, the neshama of the inyan, has to be pleasant. So you take a look at this. Maramaka number one. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Zayin Amid Aleph. It's a mistake. Nun Vav Amid Aleph. It's a few places in Shas also. So the Gemara says like this: Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Rav Yonasan. Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni said the name of Rav Yonasan. Kol hayotzi l'melchemes beis David, which is an interesting lashon. Any soldier that would go out for the wars of Beis David to fight the wars of David HaMelech, get krisis kaisiv leishtai. They would write a get for their wife before they would go into battle, and we'll see in a second why. Shenemar, what's the source of this? So this is a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel talking about when it's the beginning of the story of Goliath, of David and Goliath. So this, that mice of David and Goliath was really the first appearance of David HaMelech on the national stage. That was the mice with David and Goliath. And so the mice is that David's brothers were soldiers, and David's father Yishai sends David as a shliach to his brothers to find out what's going on, to give them, you know, some stuff from home and so on. And then when David is there, he sees what's going on with Goliath, and that's when everyone now knows the name David because of that. So the pasuk is like this: Shenemar, it says in pasuk that Yishai sends David to his brothers in the battlefield with the following message: As a seres charitzei chela achalav heela tavi l'sar ha'elef. Yishai was not a regular citizen. Yishai was the tzaddik hador. So everyone knew Yishai was the tzaddik hador. So Yishai says to David, "Bring these 10 packages of milk to, which was I guess a chashuv gift, whatever. Bring it to the sar ha'elef, to the general in the army over there. That'll be, you know, the gift to the general. Vesachicha tifka l'shalom. Your brothers, find out how they're doing. Give them shalom. Ves aruvasam tikach, and take their aruva. Take their aruva. What does it mean, take their aruva? My aruvasam. So says the Gemara, what does it mean, aruvasam? Tani Rav Yosef devarim hamuravim beinoy leveinah. The word aruvasam comes from the word iruv, which means mixture, a connection. Take their connection. In other words, Yishai is sending David with the message of receive a get, be the shliach, a halacha, be a shliach from your brothers to send a get to their wives. In other words, take their bond away. In other words, this inyan. So Yishai is that's what Pashas Nagar is, that Yishai has this einfa, has this idea that if they're soldiers and Nebuch, you don't know what could possibly happen, their wives can be stuck. So receive a get, and that's what it means. That's aruvasam tikach. Now, just to explain why Yishai had this idea, so Maramaka number two, Rashi over there explains Shem Yomus, a number of concerns, and they're obvious. Shem Yomus like the Zakek Lihibam. So first of all, if a soldier dies, Nebat Lolenu, and the wife doesn't have, they don't have children, so it could be a question of Yibam and Chalitza. So to avoid that, have a get. Oyeshemi Yahareg, or maybe the soldier will be killed, Lolenu, Ve'en Meid Olav, and there's no testimony to prove it. V'tisagin ishtai, and the wife might become an aguna. Ayushem yeshavi, or the soldiers will be captured, and the wife will be an aguna. So To avoid all these concerns, Yishai says to David, make sure that your brothers send a get to their wives, so we'll avoid all these chas v'shalom negative outcomes.
Could they give a get from the field? Why not when they left? Leaving the house, why don't you give a get?
So either Yishai thought of it now, or they didn't have time, or something like that. But that's the pashtus. That's what happened. Now Rashi in Marmukah number 3, Rashi in Ksubis, on Daf Testament base. So Gemara Ksubis also talks about this over there. Rashi makes an observation. The Gemara says again, let's go back to Marmukah 1 for a second. Again, the Gemara said, the Rishmul Bar Nechmeni said the name of Yonasan, Kol Ayotzilum Lechemes based David, get Krisis Kais Lishlev. This was the Hanaga of David HaMelech, that anyone, any soldier that went to fight Malchus based David, would send a get to his wife. Shinamar, what's the source? Because Yishai told David to do this for his brothers. One second. So it was a David or Yishai. So Rashi and Ksubis deals with this. Rashi says, the David Laman Mi Yishai Aviv. In other words, the idea David got from his father, because his father Taka did this, right? But this then became an anhaga that David Melch accepted upon himself, that all of his soldiers, that this would be the anhaga. Sha'af ha-yotzen l'malcham oisef, oisem came. That was the history of it. That's the history. So that's how the Gemara seems to present it, that the idea was from Yishai. Yishai wasn't, I don't know if he was in the position or he didn't want to make it like an anhaga for everyone, but this was something that Yishai did. David HaMelech, you know, hears it and makes it part of the minhag of Melchemes based David. Now, there's a number of interesting points, which is, again, Bashkacha brought this. This is literally the first moment where David appears on the scene. Like, this is mamish. So it has to be Bashkacha brought this, that like the first, you know, one of the first shlichasim that David HaMelech has in his emergence on the scene of world history is this idea of receiving a get from his, you know, getting a get from his brothers and so on. It's the repella. Also, the language of the Gemara is very, very funny. Kol ha-yotzim l'melchemes beis David. I don't know, l'melchemes beis David, whatever. I mean, the wars of a soldier that's fighting in the army of David HaMelech. L'melchemes beis David is a funny lashon. Okay, so it needs explanation too.
The pasuk is from before beis David.
Right, so that's what Rashi's saying. The idea is from Yishai, but then it became an Indian of Melchemes based David. I mean, Melchemes based David, let's say he's fighting, obviously everything David HaMelech is fighting, it's technically Melchemes based David, but it's not, it's because it's Melchemes based David, isn't it? Any soldier, if you ask David HaMelech, let's say this wasn't during the times of David HaMelech, but let's say when the Malchus split, right? So if the northern kingdom would ask David HaMelech and Eitz HaTayva, should we have this Hanhag? He would say, yeah. It has nothing to do with Malchus, Melchemes based David. It's an Indian that David HaMelech thinks is a good idea that the wife should be protected like this. But the Gemara's language is Kol Yitz and Melchemes based David, and needs explanation. But more than that, what's interesting is if you take a look at Marmukah number 4, so again, in the Bavli or the Gemara, the earliest source of this minig is Bayishai. But the truth is, we find the Remez al Kopanim that it goes way back. So the Balaturim in Marmukah number 4, the Balaturim in the Tur, in Chumash, in Bamidbar Lamed Beis. So this is talking about V'over lechem kol cholos. This is talking about the Muhammad that Moshe Rabbeinu fights against Midian. So over there it says in Pasuk, V'over lechem kol cholos. So you should count the soldiers, and all the soldiers should pass by, in other words, to be counted to go into the army. So the word that's used to describe the soldiers is cholos. Why? What does the word cholos mean? So the Baal Turim says like this, Beis b'Mesaira. There's two places in Chumash where the word cholos is used. Hacha, by this word describing soldiers, v'ida chalutzanal, and the other place is by chalitza. The lach of chalitza is called chalutzanal. So, says the Torah, what's the connection? V'hainu darminan kol yaitzil l'melchemes beis David get krisis kaisid l'ishtai. It's based on the Gemara that we saw, that again, this is the anhag of David HaMelech, that a soldier going to war would write to get krisis for his wife, shleit izakik liyibom, v'leit tistarach lachleitz min hayavim, right? That there shouldn't be an issue of yibom and chalitza. V'shamin and mikan, so until now in the Gemara, this was the anhag of David that started from seeing it by his father. But says the Torah, v'shamin and mikan, shegam Moshe asakein. This is going back to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. V'avr lechem kol chalitz. The soldiers are described as chalitz, because part of being a soldier was to make sure that the wife wouldn't have an inyan of yibam and chalitza. We menu lamed David, and says the Torah, that's where David really learned it from. Vizel, and that's the meaning. It's a little typo. Va'avra lechem kol chalitz, chalitza na. That's what the Torah says. So, okay, it's an interesting thing. So this goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So one second. So is it Moshe? Where did David? So it, clearly, that's what's funny. That's what's clear here. David. This was not David's idea. David learned this from someone. So the question is, from where? Was it Yishai? The Gemara in Shabbos says it was from Yishai. The Torah makes this hara that goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So which one is it? So just push it. If you take a look at Maromoka number 5, so this is a piece from a sefer called Hilchas Medina. Hilchas Medina is from the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer, the great Paiskim. So he wrote a sefer called Hilchas Medina, which is a fascinating sefer. It's a sefer basically describing many areas of halacha that a government, like halachas of like a halacha government, how would a government function al pi halacha? You know, again, whether it be a police department, a fire department, mail, armies, prison systems, the whole, how would it run according to halacha? It's a Hilchas Medina. So there's a section, he talks about this inyan. So he raises this ha'ara from the Torah. So where is David coming from? Is it from Yishai? Or is it from Moshe Rabbeinu? Mm-hmm. So he says like this: Reisi b'zel lagoin hagayv rotzi pesach Frank Schlitter. Right, this is at the time Tzvi Pesach was alive. So he says when I saw from Tzvi Pesach Frank, v'haskamosai. So again, a type of a sefer mishpat hatzava b'Yisrael. There's a sefer, the laws of soldiers, and the Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a haskam over there, and in the haskam, Tzvi Pesach Frank deals with this ha'ara based on the Torah. Is this idea that David had? Is it from Yishai or is it from Moshe? Shekaisa Lavar, so Rabbi Tzivesa Frank says, the Shnei Takana Sayu, it was in stages. Takana Keduma, Mimei Moshe V'Yeshua. There was the early version of this Takan was Taka from Moshe, that's what the Torah is talking about. And Hayirak L'Salek Zigas Chalitza. And by Moshe Rabbeinu, the objective was only to avoid a situation of Yivam and Chalitza, right? So the pasuk is chalutz. That's the word v'yaver lechem kol chalutz. Now that situation of yivam chalitza is only theoretically by a couple that would be subject to the laws of yivam chalitza. Notice they don't have any children and other variables of yivam and chalitza. But if the situation is such where they have children or other halachas that would avoid yivam and chalitza, where that's not a concern, then Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbid on that. So the only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was makbid on by his army was that there shouldn't be a situation of Yibin Chalitza. So if there was a soldier that theoretically it would, God forbid, a situation would come to that, that's when he would have this inyan of giving a get krisis. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's takana initially.
He wasn't concerned about the white
people. Evidently not. That's where Moshe, that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank says. There's only a Chalitza.
Is that bigger,
Sisri Tyra.
How bad is the get Chalitza? I don't want to read it, but you know.
I don't know. Something, yeah. I don't know. This is what Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests. I'm not sure. But he says like this.
Kash on the,
well, yeah. Well, I'm saying on Tzvi Pesach Frank's pshat, but yeah, that's what he says. Again, it's not from nowhere, because Lamaisa, the Pusik, the remez that the Torah brings is from the word cholitz, right? So it's not, it sounds like Taka, like he's suggesting. We figure out why, like, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's in Dafka with that, but that is the Ramaz al-Kaponim, that it's an Indian of Chalitza and Yibam that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to avoid. Okay, that's what he suggests. So Takana Kedum Mimei Moshe Yeshua.
While Tumor speaks that, he could have just said that
Gekris
is
closer
to the show, and that's it. But he says,
Shalik Tzokhe Liyavim, right. So it lends itself to Svivetsa Frank's pshat. So he says, Takana Kedum Mimei Moshe Yeshua, Hayirak again, Lasalik Zikas Chalitza. Umimela, so he says, and because of that, Delekosvu get El Mishain Leibon. So only, again, situations that would fall for even Chalitza, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu would have his Takana. The Takana Mucheres Shnia, Shavi Mei David, Haisa Haisafa. That's that, and this second edition of the Takana, Shakol hayotzi l'mulchama, shakol hayotzi l'mulchama, yichtov get, michshash, shemel hayachzer, shemet shalaitis agen, that was a new addition that David Melch learned from his father Yishai. Because evidently, I guess the assumption is that his brothers were not, it wasn't a Yivam Chalitza issue. So, and still Yishai is doing this hanaga, that's where David learned to sort of take it to the next level. Umash omer balaturim, the problem is, the balaturim said a lashon, the David lamed b'moshe. right? So on the one hand, the first line of the Torah, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu had this hanhaga, shloiti zakeg liyabim leitit starach lachloitz, that fits with Rishus Frank's pshat. But then the next words was, v'shamina mikan, says the Torah, shegam Moshe asekein, umimenu lama David, David Melch is taking it to the next level. And the next level he learned from Yishai, not Moshe. That's a little bit shver. So that's who it's Frank Ismail. He says, "Hainu ikra takana." The added hisaf of David Melech was not directly from Moshe, but the musig of where to begin from. Like the, you know, David Melech wouldn't, or even Yishai wouldn't have taken on this initiative, like, you know, out of nowhere. Moshe Rabbeinu already gave the idea. Again, by Moshe Rabbeinu it was much more narrow, and then they extended it. But the concept of Koponim is coming from Moshe Rabbeinu. I know Ikar Hatakana Shayotzel Mocham Iten Get Shloite Zokek Liivam. So that was Moshe and Hanami. But Shagav Ze Hoisiv Shekulm Yidnu Get. That Agav that, and then they took it to the next level. Shloite Tzaganim LaYachzer. That was the next initiative of again David HaMelech made it a real like hanhaga, and he learned it from his father Yishai. But the concept really goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the suggestion of Sipeso Frank. In Marok number 6, the Tzitz Eliezer gives a little bit of a different possibility. Again, each pshat there's a line in the Baal Turim which is a daichik, right? So in the Tzipeso Frank's pshat, the daichik is the last line that David learns it from Moshe, which is not 100%. The Tzitz Eliezer's pshat is going to fit with the last line. But it won't fit so much with the first line. Again, it's either way, something like that. Zvula Yesh Lemer, Tzitzel gives a different suggestion. Maybe it could be Sha'afal Pi Sheyisayda Takan and Nemra De Moshe and Achanami. Moshe Rabbeinu had this idea, in all situations. Avalei Neskavel B'Taris Takana Klalis. But it wasn't. Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have. But Moshe Rabbeinu chose not to make this the official policy. It was not an official policy. It wasn't enforced. I guess people knew this is what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. So it was done. You have to make Moshe. It was Moshe Rabbeinu did not. It was not a proclamation. This is the way it has to be. V'leinis bashtu b'kol Yisrael and ad kedei kach, because it wasn't made at Takan. This is Tzeliezer's suggestion. So because of that, then in the future generations, this was not a common thing. Ki im b'mei David b'mulchamaisav ad kedei kach he explained. He says va'ad oz ha'irak mishpachas miyuchadei shenigu came b'kirbam. So Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu makes it clear this is what he wants, but he doesn't make it an official policy. And because of that, as generations move on, suggests that Tzitz Eliezer, it became an anhaga that only some families would do. But it wasn't a widespread minhag. All of a sudden, Yishai, who in his family, I guess this was not the tradition, all of a sudden he does it. So then David chaps, okay, you know what, this taka kedai, my father's showing that it's kedai for everyone. And so David HaMelech makes an official policy. But the origins of it come from Moshe. That's true. Okay, so it's interesting, right? So he's the okay. It's an interesting suggestion. Yeah,
that's actually what it sounds exactly from Rashi, where she says, "David Lo Yishai Yovid Lahanig."
Lahanig, right? To make that an anhoga, right? It sounds like the concept existed to be manig as a to make it at the kana kavua, the kana klolis. That's an interesting thing. Okay, fine. That's the I guess the history of it, which again also is a fascinating inyan. That again, this anhoga of David HaMelech. Again, whether you go with Tzipeso Frank, with Tzitzel Yezer, whatever exactly the pratim are, the mice of the origin is not just from Yishai. Talk of the origin goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So, again, Halei Dover Hu. So, again, like we've always been talking about, that this inyan of David and Moshe, whenever you see these two together, Moshe and David, it equals Mashiach. This inyan of Geula being planted over here in this Hanhaga. Because if this Hanhaga is something David HaMelech is making a Takana Kvua, right? And the origins of the Takana, again, whichever Mahalach it is, L'maisa comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, it means there's Arish HaMashiach in this Indian. So what is that exactly?
Why isn't it a lack of Yitachon to make
this good? Okay, so I listen. I mean, one simple idea. It's Shtadlis, it's a Shtadlis. But that's what we're going to see now. It's Arish HaMashiach. There's an Avodah going on behind the scenes. I'll tell you where. I'll tell you a little bit of an interesting problem with this takana. What exactly was the nature of this get that was? We have to go quickly now. Well, the nature of this get that was sent by every soldier. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Taisus in a few places in Shas. Rashi and Binotam. Rashi says, and again, like every machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, there's some gemaras that are mashma, like Rashi, other rayas that mashma. But my say boils down to machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says that this was a get al tnai. It was a get al tnai. That it wasn't stam giving a get krisis. Like, why do that? So it was a get that was given on condition. The soldier was sent to get a get, and the condition was that if I don't return by the end of the war this amount, you know, this window of time, then the get should be chal. It was always a get out tonight. Okay, that's reasonable, because why do more than that? Rabbeinu Tam is a chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam says no. And by the way, there's kamat in open Gemara that says that. The Gemara says, describing one of the whole nice with David and Bathsheba, it's related to the sugya. But the Gemara says that the wives of these soldiers of David Melech was defined during the battle as a suffik eshesish. That makes a lot of sense if it's a get out tonight. Because I don't know what the outcome is going to be. She might be a grusha, might not. It's a suffix eshesish. So the Rashi is probably, not only is it pashas in the Gemara, but it's also pashas logically. Why would you do more than that? Like, why? That's all that's necessary. You're trying to avoid, God forbid, these difficult situations the soldier's trying to avoid. And to avoid it, all you need is a get al tanai. That's all. Rabbeinu Tam says no. It was mamish, a full get right away. Ad kedei kach, that they would need a new kedushin. Every soldier would come back. They have to get remarried. What does it mean, a suffix ish? So Rabbeinu Tam says, again, we find this, that very often Rabbeinu Tam is less inclined to, very often Rashi's mahalach is to go with the wording, to go with the wording of the Gemara, with the Peshat HaLashon. Rabbeinu Tam is more in the Svara, and it'll be Matrik the Lashon. It's a good call to know. So the same thing over here. When the Gemara says that the wives of soldiers were suffocation. It means technically divorced, but no one thought of her as divorced. Like, because it was just, you know, it wasn't like a public, you know, it wasn't a public thing. And when they got remarried, Rabbeinu Tam says they would do it pitzina. Like, it wasn't, you know, you have to make a new, you officially have to get married again, but it wasn't, you didn't rent the hall. It was in that way it's called a suffix, like Hilu, somewhere in between, you know. But that's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Now the truth is, again, like I said, so Rabbeinu Tam brings rayas for his shita, Rashi brings rayas. But let's say Rabbeinu Tam is right, and it's out of Rabbeinu Tam. But why would that be the takana, Taka? So Rabbeinu Tam proves that he's right from rayas. Okay, so fine, so you're right. But why would Moshe Rabbeinu do that? Or why would Dovra, why would you make that takana? Like, Vesepis, it's unnecessary. All that you need is a get al tanai. What do you have to do anything more than that? Now the truth is, you can even ask a kasha and Rashi. The Achronim make this point. Why do you even, to avoid the issues, why do you even need a get al tanai? You know what all you need to do? All the soldier would have to do is to give a harsha. He would have to make an official document and to proclaim someone to give this person, make him a shliach, to write a get for himself, at a certain point in time. In other words, there are ways to avoid the actual ending of Gerishin right now. You could push it off until later times. Not going into the Pratim right now, but these are questions. In other words, all this lends itself to something going behind the scenes. If just according to the Pshat, that, you know, we're avoiding Yibam, or avoiding Chas V'Shalom situations of Iguna and stuff like that, then you don't have to go to the extreme of Rabbeinu Tam to give a get right away. You could do a get al tanai. And even a get al tanai, there's softer ways to do it, you know, to mitigate the severity of the inyan. There's ways of doing a get with through harshot late in later situations. There's pratim in Hilchas Gittin where you can avoid it. If the decision of going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and David, is not to mitigate it at all, it's because there's an inyan over here that's in pnimi. There's something going on over here. So what is that inyan? Okay, so, like I said, the inyan of this sugya of a get a soldier is giving a get krisis to their wife is not a pleasant inyan, but every mitzvah has a body to it, and every mitzvah has a neshama to it. The body of a neshama might not be the most pleasant experience, right? But the neshama of every mitzvah is always so. On the outside, this mitzvah that's called get krisis is a mitzvah which is about pulling, God forbid, a relationship apart and dismantling something. But in Pnimius, nothing is about destruction. In Pnimius, every mitzvah is building something. So what's the pnimius, what's the site of this inyan of the get krisis, that Dafka soldiers of Malchus Beis David would do this? And again, like I said, it's Arishal Mashiach over here. It's Moshe and David. And they didn't have to do this. Like I said, according to them, they're choosing to go out of their way to make this like inyan of ascending a get krisis. Like, and again, so it's like this. There's an inyan of Zachar Nekeva in the world, right? And the way the Rabbanu Shlom made Zachar Nekeva is that, without going into too much of the pratim over here, that's the Zachar, the Nekeva has things that she has, but then she's dependent on the Zachar for other things. The Zachar has things that he has, but then he depends on the Nekeva for other things. And so it starts off, Zachar and Nekeva are separate, and each one is incomplete. Zachar is incomplete, Nekeva is, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about Bechinas, okay? So don't, listen to what I'm saying with Meichen the Godless, okay? So you have Zachar and you have Nekeva. Zachar has its Bechina, but it's deficient in certain qualities. Nekeva has her Bechina, but she's deficient in other qualities. The Rabbanu Shlom made a mitzvah, this mitzias that's called a zivuk, that's called a yichud, which now brings Zachar and Nekeva together, where Nekeva is then able to draw what her shleimus from what the Zachar provides, and the Zachar is able to be zeichet to his shleimus based on what the Nekeva provides. But then you have an even higher level of shleimus, which is that Zachar has everything within himself, and Nekeva has everything within herself. The highest level of yichud is hafeichba v'hafeichba dekulaba, where there's the very idea. See, when you have this bechina of Zachar and Nekeva, and they complete each other, it still is within the context of chesaron. There's still the concept of chesaron. It's just that my chesaron is being, the Zachar's chesaron is being completed through the Nekeva, and the Nekeva's chesaron is being completed through the Zachar. But the idea of there being a deficiency is still there. But the ultimate uprooting of deficiency is what? Is that the sun should have a light, kishivas yimei breishis, and the moon should have the light of shivas yimei breishis. That hafoich b'avavach d'gulaba, that every single madrega mitz an atzmai has all the inyanim that it would possibly need. This is we've spoken about this many other times, but I'm just thinking of the kitzer. That's what we find in the Torah of the Rashash, that there's an inyan of hiskalus v'hiskashrus, that the highest level of tikkun is not where you have different components completing each other. The highest level of tikkun is where every single prat has the entirety of the system within it. This is the experience of Mashiach, of Arishal Mashiach. Take a look at Maramukim number 7. The Rambam, this is the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. So famously, when the Rambam talks about Mashiach, you look in the end of Hilchas Malachim, but the end of Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam also gives a couple of halachas talking about Mashiach, and he says something over here, which the Igrada does not say in Hilchas Malachim, which is like a shmuz by itself, but the Rambam says like this, L'fi shavayisin hayomim, in those days of Yomayisim Mashiach, tirba hadeya v'achachma v'ha'emes. Even we could spend time to be a daik mamish in every word. The Rambam gives all these examples, but in the times of Mashiach, there will be an increase, a ribuy of deya, chachma, and emes. Shenemar. And now the Rambam quotes Psukim to explain what the level of the madregis that people will have, the chachma, deya, chachma, emes, that people will have with Mashiach. And he says like this: Number one, ki malar it's deyas Hashem. The world will be full of Hashem's knowledge. Shenemar. Another pasuk: Vlo yilmadu ishes achiv ishes reihu. You're not going to have to learn from anyone else, as the pasuk then goes on to say, "Kulam yedu aisi." Everyone will know Hashem, megedolim vaktanim, from the youngest to oldest. The namer on the third pasuk, he quotes vasi roisi slave evim besarchem. That Hashem says, "I will remove the heart of stone from you, and you'll have a lev basar, and you'll be able to chop on your own." So all these psukim, if you think about it, are describing a situation of where everyone is self-sufficient, where there's no need of receiving information from anyone else. Kimala arts deyas Hashem. The world is full of Hashem's knowledge. You don't have to go anywhere. It's like the world is saturated with elikut, with God's knowledge. So, like it's all in front of you. The next pasuk layilmadu ishes achiv. Literally, you don't have to learn from anyone else. You'll have all the information is in front of you, and you'll have the ability to learn the information. And not only that, you'll be able to fully absorb and to be mamik and to really like fully process the information because you're not going to have a lev basar. So all these psukim are describing not just that will become. These psukim are describing not that Yemosim Sheikh is the way that we receive Chachma now just increased. The way we have Chachma now is that what? The way a person grows is that you don't have all the, you have to go to a Rebbe, you have to receive, right? Whatever, the Zachar gets from the Nekev, whatever the Bechina is, you have to receive. It's just, so you would think, so Yemosim Sheikh is a what? Is that Mamish Gevalda Gemalamdim. And the Talmidim are mamish going to be, you know, there's no ADD anymore, right? So it'll be, but it's not like that. The psukim the Rambam is describing is, no, that there's going to be this openness, ad kedei kach, that everything is self-contained. And now the Rambam ends off, and where is all this coming from? B'nei sha'ayis ha'melech she'yamayid mizera David. Because this king that's going to come, and the Rambam says he's mizera David, which is funny, kilu, I don't know that, just go to, it's not the sugya, but you go to Hilchas Malachim, you'll find Mashiach is mizera David, okay? Bal chachma yiyah yoyis mishloima, he'll be even wiser than Shloima ha'melech, which is also strange, how can he be wiser than Shloima? Shloima is chachmi kol adam. The answer is the Chachma Shlomo is a Chachma that's still based on Chassar, and he's learning from. The Chachma of Mashiach is a Chachma that's intuitive. It's Bnei Ubei. The Navi Gadol carved to Moshe Rabbeinu, and a Navi that's carved to Moshe Rabbeinu. So because Mashiach himself is Mizera David, and not just Mizera David, Mizera David, the nature of being a descendant is that things get lower. You read the Sadaris. So he's Mizera David, but don't think that he's deficient. Adarabba, he's a Chacham Yoyse Mishlan. So we're talking about, and like the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim says, that Mashiach, in order to prove himself to be Mashiach, has to be Isaac B'Toira, Kid David Oviv, like David. So when the Rambam says that the Mashiach is Chacham Yoyse Mishlan, it's not just a mile of Chachma, that's telling me that he's not under the structure of Yidus Adairus. He doesn't fall under that category of, again, I don't know if I'm explaining myself well. The concept of Yidus Hadaris is built on this idea of chesaron, of you only have what you receive. And so automatically, if I only have what I receive, it means I therefore don't have everything that my Mashbi is giving me. Because I'm not the Mashbi, I'm the Makabal. And then the next stage has less than me. Every Makabal has less than the Mashbi, right? That's just the nature of things. So if you're under the rubric, if you're under the dynamic of Mashbi and Makabal, then automatically, as you move down the chain, there's Yiridus Hadaris. But the Chiddush of Mashiach is that what? Is that he's not subject to that. He's not a subject to that. He's Megala, this light of what? Of Afaych Ba Vahavach Ba Dekula Ba. So part of the nature of Mashiach is that he's a Chacham Yosef Mishlaima. And in other words, so he's Mamish Kedavid Aviv in that way. The fact that he's a Chacham Yosef Mishlaima is not only an indication of how much of a Chacham he is, it's also an indication that he's Mizera David, but he's not subject to that inyan of Yiridus Hadaris, of Chesaron, of Mashpi and Makabel. So he's Mamish Kedavid Aviv. When the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim that Mashiach is like Kedavid Aviv, that's a fundamental condition of the nature of Mashiach, because the Mashiach has to be a breaking out of that, of those confines of Mashpi Makaba, which automatically means you're not like your ancestor. But the Mile of Dov of Mashiach is that it's not like that. He's greater than his ancestors. In other words, he's who David Ba'atzmai. And the Rambam then says, and he's like Moshe Rabbeinu, a Navi carved to Moshe Rabbeinu. So again, Vayter, connecting these two worlds of David and Moshe, resulting in what? In every Yid being able to find the Deya, the Chachma, the Emes within themselves. That's the amazing thing the Rambam's describing, is that, so what is Mashiach teaching? Like, he doesn't need to teach anything because everyone has it, but just so what is Mashiach? Mashiach is going to be piled this Indian that every Yid will be able to find all of the Madregas within themselves. That's the Poyel Yotze of Mashiach. Lefichach Yilmad Kol Ha'am, so he will instruct the people, V'yoyer Oysen Derech Hashem, and he'll guide them in the path of Derech Hashem. And that's what Rambam is. He's not teaching them. He's guiding them into this way of finding the Madrigas within themselves. The Goyim will come to listen from him. This inning of receiving will still be by the Goyim. But by the Yidden, it's not going to be an inning of Mashvim HaKabal. It's a Yichud Minei Ubei. Now that we have this background of what Mashiach, what Yemaisa Mashiach is supposed to be, when Moshe and David come together, it results in this inyan of the Gila of Urshal Mashiach, which is no Mashbiyah, no Makabel, everything is Hafleich Bavavach Dukulaba, self contained. Now the Gemara says in Megillah, in the Brachas also, that the inyan of Melchama by Malchus Beis David is Eschadah Degula. The Gemara says, for example, that the Gemara says that there's a tradition that in the 7 years of Shemitah, Matzei Shemitah, Ben David comes in the year after Shemitah, right? The eighth year, right? So the Gemara says, huh? Yeah. So the Gemara says, if I remember the Cheshbon correctly, the Gemara says that the seventh bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, let me know if I'm wrong, the seventh bracha in the middle section is Melchama, is Rei Novenyenu, right? Is Riva Rivenu, it's our fighting, it's our war. So the Gemara says the reason for that is because that the eighth bracha is like that because the Melchamas of Malchus Beis David is Eschadah Degula. As the Gemara says, Melchamas is Chal Degula. Gemara says, if there's Melchamas, then that means that you have to, you know, look forward to Ikvus, to the footsteps of Mashiach. The new Melchama is a foreshadowing of Arishal Mashiach. So let's go back. Kol ha-yotzi l'melchamas beis David. Any soldier that's engaging in the battles of Melchamas beis David. And again, we ask the question, what does mean Melchamas beis David? Any soldier that's fighting a war, David Melch will give this Eitzah. No. It's Melchemes Beis David. If the war that's being waged is Bechinas Melchemes Beis David, which means Eschata Degula Arishal Mashiach, then as to highlight or to bring out this Bechina, that the war that's being waged is Bechinas Arishal Mashiach, then get Krisis Kaisiv Lishtai. What does it mean get Krisis Kaisiv Lishtai? This inyan of Shleim, what was until now Shleimus in terms of Zachar and Akeva being together, each one finding Shleimus from the other, the secret of Get Krisis is Hafeich Bavavach B'Dekulabah, that the Akeva is everything she needs, the Zachar is everything he needs. Again, don't fall into kindness. I don't mean practically that, you know, you understand. The Pnimius of the Mitzvah, the Bechina of Get Krisis Kasulish, there's this Giloy of Arishal Mashiach, where what? Where there's an inyan of everything is self-contained within itself. And that is exactly Arishal Mashiach. So that's why the Takan is coming from the Yichud of Moshe and David. And that's why, technically, in the Chitzanius of it, to avoid Yivim, Chalitza, these inyanim, so you can go like Rashi, do get out tonight. Why is there, according to Ben Tam, no, that's Bimamisha. Why are you being more machmir than you need to be? The answer is because that's just the front. The front is Yiv, Mechalitza, Iga. That's just the front. The pnimius of it is Arishal Mashiach. And Arishal Mashiach is this idiom of Get Krisis Kaisav L'Ishtai. And that's the side of Hapayah V'Avar D'Kulba. That's why even in the famous Taisus and Gid, the first Taisus says that there's 12 lines, connected to all the lines that separate the Chamishi Chumshit Torah. That's not separating. That's giving each Sefer its own mitzvah by itself. This is the Arishal Mashiach, what's going on over here. So it's, again, this is also why David HaMelech, this is the first, you know, this is when David HaMelech comes on the scene, you know what I mean, to sort of begin to take over the Malchus from Shaul HaMelech, which is the beginning of Malchus Beis David, the beginning of Arishal Mashiach, is taka with this takana, this giloy. That's why it's dafka from Yishai, so, right? Yishai is sort of the link between Moshe and David is Yishai. The Gemara says about Yishai, that there were three people that died, Bitishal Nachash, four people that died not because of their own Averis, but because Kacha, the Nachash Akadmaini, there's a Gzeira of Misa, and one of them is Yishai. Yishai was a Tzadik Yisoid Olam, and the only reason why he died in such a thing is because the Eitzes of the Nachash, because of the Nachash Akadmaini. For Tzadik says in many places, and the fact that we call that, that's David ben Yishai, means the Iker Inyan of David is to fix that Chisar. What's the inyan of the Nachash? The inyan of the Nachash is, what does it mean? That David died, Yishai dies because of the Nachash? Well, I said, if he didn't deserve to die, why is he dying? The answer is, the inyan of the Nachash is just inherent chesaron. Mortality itself means chesaron. Right. Arabuvia, very good, okay. See, it's from the mishpacha, yeah. So So and as the nachash means that efficient, that inherent sense of chesaron. David comes to fix that. David comes to fix that. The ultimate tikkun of the Nachash is that there is no such thing as chesaron. Every madrega has everything within itself. Hiskalos v'hiskashos, like the Rashash says. So Mela, that's why this takana of Moshe and David is being brought out dafka by Yishai, because this is the shlemus, what the last little piece of the puzzle that Yishai was still suffering from was just the inherent nature of chesaron itself, and to fix that. To fix that, you need Eretz Mashiach. And so Moshe and David come together to complete the chesaron that is highlighted by the nature of who Yishai was. So these are the people that are involved over here.
In the story of Rus, that the Goyel is a Plony Almighty.
So Plony Almighty. Plony Almighty is like this nameless... he's just this shadowy... that's why we give a bracha to Rus, right? That she should, the Pasuk says, they give a bracha to Rus, that she should build it, like Rachel and Leah. I mean, Rachel or Leah. There's two different universes, Rachel and Leah. So they complete each other. But no, that's the secret of Rus, is that Kerachel Ukaleah. Kerachel Ukaleah. That's Urshel Mashiach, is that you have everything within the self. That's why Charoises on Pesach, Morar is Begamachia Mavis. Morar is Begamachia Mavis, which is death. That's Itishal Nachash. That's inherent Chesaron. You take the Morar and you dip into Charoises. What's Charoises? Chas Rus. Chas Rus, that Rachmanis coming from Rus. That's the site of dipping Mar into Charoises. That's the Shlemus, that's the Tikkun of this Inyan. That's the Baal Shem Tov. Like I mentioned this on Pesach, the Baal Shem Tov, his Hanoga was to lean by Mar. It's because the whole Inyan of Mar, and Bipnimius, is that Shlemus, that Tikkun of Hafeich Bavavat Gulabba. So what's the Chesaron? There's no chesaron, so it's all shlemus. That's the site of this Inyan. Oh, so going back, Sefer Yeshua. All right, so that's what's going back. That's going back in the beginning. So in order to complete the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean to complete the conquest? The initial stage of conquest was Yishuvim was able to do. Okay, that's to get us to Eretz Yisrael, first based on English, second based. But the final conquest to really become Eretz Yisrael means shlemus aretz. It means Eretz Mashiach. For Irish Mashiach to happen, every Shevet has to know that they don't depend on any other Shevet. They have everything they need within themselves. That's the site of Get Krisis Kaisiv Lishtai. It's the same site. Reuven shouldn't think that in order to be Kaivish his Chelek, he needs Shimon's help. And Shimon shouldn't think in order to be Kaivish his Chelek, he needs Shevet Naftali. You're self-sufficient. Tikkun, Hiskalus, Viskashras. This Inyan of Arish al-Mashiach, of fixing Itish al-Nachash, and that's how Arish al-Mashiach is born. That's the site of Kol Yetzin L'Chem is based off. It's got Krisis Kaisiv Lishnu. Shbizaycha that all this learning should just be, Neshama Parmas of Hesena. There shouldn't be any need for Mochamas, any of these Inyanim. Should be Nizgala, by the way, Mamish Barachim Gemurim. How every year it's Afaych Bavavot Gulaba, and from there, Ro Kalamaretz Kishem Hashem Nikre Lecha, Vyorim Mechabias Kol Tzadi Barachim, and here we may know Amen.